From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Terrorists' attacks have left scores dead in Tunisia and in Kuwait. Tunisian officials say a terrorist attack near a hotel on the Mediterranean coast killed at least 37 people, including British, German, and Belgian nationals. Interior Ministry officials say that gunmen opened fire Friday on people on a beach near the Imperial Merhaba Hotel in the Tunisian city of Sousse, a popular destination for visitors from Europe and other North African countries. Officials say that security forces responded to the attack and that at least one gunman is among the dead. 36 other people were wounded. Meanwhile, in Kuwait, an attack on a Shiite mosque in Kuwait City killed at least 25 people. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Islamic State affiliate in Kuwait has claimed responsibility.
A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a Shiite mosque in the Kuwaiti capital, Kuwait City. The blast killed at least 25 people and injured more than 200. Hospitals called on the public to donate blood. The Islamic State group has also attacked Shiite mosques in neighboring Saudi Arabia over the past several months and has carried out attacks aimed at Shiites in Iraq. Arab League head Nabil al-Arabi condemned the attacks in Kuwait and Tunisia and called on everyone to abstain from violence during Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Islamist militant group al-Shabaab killed more than 70 African Union soldiers and seized control of their military base in southern Somalia on Friday. Witnesses say attackers rammed a car filled with explosives into the main gate. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande said he is raising the security level in the French region of Rhône-Alpes to attack the highest possible after a terrorist attack rocked a gas factory. Mr. Hollande spoke after a high-level security meeting Friday afternoon, several hours after the attack on the factory in a small town southeast of Lyon. French counter-terrorist forces were deployed to the gas factory where a body and decapitated head were found, covered with Arabic writing. A flag with Islamist inscriptions was also found nearby. President Barack Obama has hailed the U.S. Supreme Court ruling Friday that same-sex couples have the right to marry anywhere in the United States. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Obama said that the ruling is a victory for all Americans.
In doing so, they've reaffirmed that all Americans are entitled to the equal protection of the law, that all people should be treated equally, regardless of who they are or who they love.
The court ruled 5-4 that the U.S. Constitution's guarantees of due process and equal protection for all overrule any state's attempt to outlaw same-sex marriages. The ruling is the Supreme Court's most important expansion of marriage rights in the United States since the 1967 landmark case of Loving v. Virginia struck down state laws barring interracial marriages. Later on Friday, Mr. Obama praised former South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney as a gracious man who was wise beyond his years. Speaking at Pinckney's funeral in Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Obama called the slain minister a man of God who lived by faith. The president said that Pinckney's accused killer, Dylan Roof, could not have imagined the response to his violence.
The alleged killer could have never anticipated the way the families of the fallen would respond when they saw him in court in the midst of unspeakable grief with words of forgiveness. He couldn't imagine that.
Pinckney was the pastor of Emmanuel AME Church, where he was also one of nine black people killed by a white gunman last week. A prisoner who escaped from a New York State prison has been shot and killed by police. U.S. media reports say that Richard Matt, a convicted killer, was killed by law enforcement officers Friday. His fellow escapee, David Sweat, is being pursued by police in upstate New York. Matt, along with Sweat, escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility in New York State near the Canadian border 3 weeks ago. More than 1,000 U.S. agents have been trying to find the escapees. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.